أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. In this ayat we had explained that Ibrahim عليه السلام, Allah reminds us of the time when he made wasiyat, when he made his final, gave his final advices to his children. From there we had explained that it is very important, very, very important that each one of us must have our Islamic wills drawn up. No matter, even if we are not yet at old age, but we don't know when mort can come. And everyone possesses something, at least his own clothes he possesses. So all that wasiyat must be made for that. And it must be done according to Islamic law and Shariat. That is very important. And wills that we draw up of our own, which are against Shariat, are not worth the paper they are written on. It should be according to Shariat. This is a very important aspect of our deen. And if a person dies like that and he left everything undone, and the people don't sort out his matters, he is kept in quarantine in the qabr until his matters are sorted out. So it's very important that that must be done. Then Islamic world does not mean that we say for so and so, so much money for so and so, that Allah Ta'ala has fixed already. However, in one third of it, we can say to those who are not direct inheritors, we can allocate for them if we want to, for any third party, etc. And then that wasiyat is about dunya's matters that will be discussed in the fourth supara under Yusikumullah. However, the very more important wasiyat which Allah discusses here already is to make wasiyat about deen, that when we give our parting advices, we should be prepared for mort. Today we are so frightened for mort that we don't want to speak about it at all. When we, especially when a person is ill in old age, then he should give this advices, and the advices, the wasiyat you should make about deen, that I advise you, my wife, my children, that you people should remain steadfast on deen. That is the most important wasiyat. So Allah Ta'ala says, see Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who he had commanded that he must submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. And he exercised this, he practiced it properly in his life, and when he was passing away, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. اور یہی وصیت کر گیا ابراہیم اپنے بیٹوں کو اور یعقوب بھی. And this is the same wasiyat then, that to remain steadfast on deen, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made to his children, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam. From Ishaq alayhi salam was born Yaqub alayhi salam, who was the father of the Anbiya of the Bani Israel, the Jews and the Christians. And he also, Yaqub alayhi salam, also made this wasiyat that all must remain steadfast on the deen of Islam. Ya baniya inna Allah istafa lakum ad-din, ke ye beto beshak Allah ne chun kar diya hai tumko deen. Allah tabaraka taala has chosen for you deen, deenul Islam, and that is what you must remain firm on. Be very careful, no idol worship whatsoever, no other way of life but the life of Islam, which is the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, millat Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam made wasiyat to his children also, and in turn later Yaqub alayhi salam made the same wasiyat. So in other words, we are also encouraged that we should be also regularly, a person should draw up his financials every year at least once. And that is all his financial matters. Discuss it with his, with who he has confidence in the family, and tell them, see, this is my financial position, I'm owing so and so, so and so is owing me, etc. I own these properties, etc. So that his matters are clear. When he passes away, they know exactly what to do about all his financial matters. My money is kept in so and so place, these accounts I've got, those accounts I've got, these investments I've got, so that there is no ambiguity of anything and it can be sorted out clearly. More important than this, at least minimum once a year, we remind them also that they should remain steadfast on Deen, Deenul Islam, that always observe your, be regular with your namazes, be regular with your tilawat, etc. Don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. This for a Muslim is a very important aspect. And not only that you make that wasiyat, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ So tum harjiz na marna magar musliman. And you should never ever die but in the condition of being a Muslim. In other words, make complete effort in your life that you have surrendered totally to Allah Ta'ala. Mutu qabla an tamutu. Die before you die. In other words, surrender and hand over everything to Allah before your actual maut comes. And this is not only for the male people in the family, not only they are going to die, the females also. The ladies also should make wasiyat, mothers, grandmothers, etc. should make wasiyat to their children, that see, remain firm on deen, this is my wasiyat to you. Be regular with your namazes, be regular with your tilawat of Quran, see that your dressing is according to Islam and deen and sharia. Don't break the laws of Allah. So this wasiyat is very important. Nasihat, advice is given like in a person's lifetime. Wasiyat is the parting advice. When a person thinks he's going to be parting from this world at that time, and usually more importance is given to wasiyat because it was the parting advice. Fortunate are those people who gave their families parting advice just before they passed away. And they gave it all on the matters of deen, that observe deen, preserve deen, practice upon deen, etc. So this is a very important aspect of our deen which we are unfortunately very negligent. And negligent of this is are those of us who think we are on deen and we think perhaps that we are pious, or other people think we are pious, but still this very basic aspect of deen is not found in our lives. And this is also a very important aspect, and it will remind us of our maut also all the time, which is a great ni'mat on its own and a great ibadat on its own, to remember maut and to be prepared for maut. And that we keep all our financial matters, our mu'amalat clear. In the house also everything is clear, what belongs to whom, etc. And that is not difficult. We should speak to the ulama and find out from them how to sort out matters. As we had mentioned, in Islam there is no like a socialist way of life or communist way of life, that everything belongs to us. No, in Sharia, everything's the ownership must be defined to who it belongs. So it is very easy. Like for example, we say all the household goods, we give it over to the wife and we tell her it belongs to her. Now we don't have to go into every detail of every spoon and knife, etc. Everything what is in the house. Or the husband says it belongs to me, then at the time of his death that must be then sorted out according to Sharia. A few specific things that may belong to the wife, like a sewing machine, knitting machine, anything else we define, but everything must be defined. And until we don't do that, we cannot regard ourselves as being pious. We might want to be very wishful thinking with ourselves that we are pious, but till we don't do this basic thing, we are still far from piety. So may Allah guide us to our complete deen and to practice upon complete deen. Jazakallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.